531. PM in News at 5, Talavakoya and Fakalavalahiatu. I'm Tauriki Rongo. The Health Ministry says a child younger than 10 years old was among the latest deaths related to COVID-19. 54 deaths are being reported and includes a person in their 30s and two in their 40s. The Health Ministry is reporting just over 9,800 new community cases of COVID-19. Tuvalu Language Week is focusing attention on the smallest independent state in the Pacific and the community that lives here in Aotearoa. Of the 5,000 Tuvalu residents, more than two out of three live in the subtropical north. From Whangarei, community disability worker Fale Penival is attracting attention not only for his own language, but also for learning te reo Māori.
And I said, this is bringing me back to kindergarten, back in Tuvalu, you know? as pronunciation of words and things like that, and whawhewhi for, you know?
A beacon for Pacifica in the legal profession has been named as the new principal youth court judge. Judge Ida Malosi, who's district court judge of Wellington, will take on the role in November. Malosi was a founding partner of the All Māori and Pacific Women law firm King Alofiwai Malosi. She was appointed to the district court bench in 2002 and throughout her judicial career has sat primarily in the family and youth court in South Auckland. In 2013, Judge Malosi was seconded to Samoa as a judge of the Supreme Court and established the family court and family violence court there. The hosts of a Pacifica podcast on men's mental health say Pacifica men often feel disempowered. It's Mental Health Awareness Week and the focus is on reconnection with people and places. Charles Mulipola says that men need a platform to discuss their issues.
We don't have a strong voice out there, and so our heart was to provide a platform that would talk about certain issues that were pertaining to our men and then help empower them through conversation, through normalizing different talanoas that would address those issues.
And Tonga's Prime Minister say his government's national priority is to build back better after the volcanic explosion and tsunami in January. Huakawami Liku Siosi Sovaleni told the United Nations General Assembly that all Tongans will never forget the 15th of January. Huakawami Liku says that his government must build national resilience against external threats and risks.
We must improve the quality of services and affordability to the community and achieve progressive and sustainable economic growth. We are committed to reduce the risk and the harmful effects of natural disasters, particularly through risk-informed development efforts, through enhancing disaster preparedness for effective response.
The widespread economic and social damage is estimated to cost more than a third of Tonga's GDP. That's News at 5. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.